Good afternoon. We're going to start the Joint Committee on Ways and Means Subcommittee on Natural Resources for February 26th. And we have one thing on the agenda, and I'm sure it has no controversy at all associated with it, so we should be able to move right along, right through it. I would ask that you would, if you would let us know, give us a little bit of information there, please.
All right. Co-chairs, members of the committee, you have in front of you Senate Bill 1541. This measure directs the Environmental Quality Commission to develop rules to reduce the public health risks of air toxics emissions. The bill also directs the Environmental Quality Commission to develop a pilot program for assessing the potential cumulative impacts from multiple sources of industrial air toxic emissions and under certain circumstances limit those emissions. The bill directs the Environmental Quality Commission to establish a fee applicable to air quality permit holders to cover the direct and indirect costs associated with developing and implementing a program and rules to reduce the public health risks associated with industrial air toxics. You also have in front of you the A9 amendment. The A9 amendment directs the commission to develop a schedule of fees to cover the direct and indirect costs of the rules. It clarifies the fees may be levied on all permitted sources of air contamination, establishes an effective date for fees authorized under this bill, and restricts the base fees to no more than 35% of air contaminant discharge permit program or Title V program base fees collected in the calendar year 2018, establishes a schedule of one-time fees to be collected in the fall of 2018 for the purposes of designing and implementing the rules and programs established by the measure, sunsets these fees on January 2nd, 2020, and directs the commission to develop a schedule of fees to cover their direct and indirect costs of the commission and department in developing and implementing the rules and program established by the measure. And that is the A9 amendment.
Okay.
I need a
representative, but
Mr. Chairman, I move adoption of the dash A9 amendments to Senate Bill 1541A.
We'll pause for just a minute and have our colleagues come return to the start again. Representative Witt has moved the adoption of the A9 amendment to Senate Bill 1541A. Is there any discussion?
The what amendment?
The A9 amendment.
Oh, okay.
Any discussion? Any objection? No? Adopting the A9 amendment.
Co-chairs, members of the committee, you also have the A11 amendment. The A11 amendment alters the standard of liability outlined in Section 6 of the measure and does not affect the overall fiscal impact of the bill.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move adoption of the dash A11 amendment to Senate Bill 1541A.
Representative Witt moves the adoption of the A11 amendment to Senate Bill 1541A. Is there any discussion? Any objection? No? So adopted.
Co-chairs, members of the committee, you also have the A13 amendment. The A13 amendment changes the excess lifetime cancer risk level from 50 in 1 million to 25 in 1 million. This amendment does not change the overall fiscal impact of the measure.
Thank you. Representative Witt.
Mr. Chairman, I move adoption of the dash A13 amendments to Senate Bill 1541A, and I would like to speak on my motion.
Please do.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I have on a number of occasions told everyone that I would give my word that I would support whatever amendments or final bill came out of this process. And I believe that there is an agreement by the parties on A13, but I want to make absolutely sure before I take the vote.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any other discussion? Would anyone like to step forward to tell us about the agreement? Is there an agreement? The parties that are there? If they're not stepping forward,
I guess there's
no one rushed the mic, so I think we're going to agree with that.
I will take that as an agreement, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for that.
Any discussion at all on this particular amendment? No? Any objections? Amendment A-13 is adopted.
Co-chairs, members of the committee, you also have the final amendment, the A-17 amendment, and the A-17 amendment adds a standalone other funds limitation of $2,156 to the Department of Environmental Quality for the purposes of the bill, and $365,000 other funds limitation to the Oregon Health Authority to implement air toxic rules.
Representative Witt.
Mr. Chairman, I move adoption of the dash A-17 amendments to Senate Bill 1541A.
Thank you. Representative Witt moves the adoption of the dash A-17 amendment to Senate Bill 1541A. Is there any discussion? No? Any objection? So moved.
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Bill 1541A to the full committee as amended with a do pass recommendation.
Thank you, Representative Witt. Moves Senate Bill 1541A to the full committee as amended with a do pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I just want to recognize the great work that was done first in the Senate on this bill. I want to recognize the tremendous, very fast, and very arduous work that was done in an extremely short time frame by DEQ. And I want to recognize the efforts of so many different groups coming together to what appears, to at least to me, to be consensus on this bill. This was not easy for a lot of people, and I saw people giving on, I was going to say both sides, but all sides. I just am very proud of the work that's been done here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
any
you.
Any other discussion? Well, let me just echo what you had to say, Representative Witt. I was one of the things that gets me concerned on a regular basis with my former colleagues in journalism is that they always talked about two sides to an issue. There were significantly more than two sides involved in this situation, and that people were able to work together. It shows that we can work together. Doesn't mean it's easy. I didn't get much sleep myself last night. I see some folks in the audience there who also didn't get much sleep, and I know my colleague to my right here certainly slept very little. He was he made that clear to me this morning when I saw him in the Senate chambers there. But the fact is, we got people working together on something that is important to all of us, and I am really encouraged by that. I think we will get more information. We will get an idea of what we need to do and the next steps that we need to take. So I want to thank you all the folks who were involved in this. I can't name you all because there are lots of you there, but that's it. That's the important part. We actually got something done. So that's what I'd like to say. Are there any objections to this motion? No? Well, this is easy. So adopted, we will be moving 1541 to the full committee as amended with a do pass recommendation. Representative Girard, did you want to take that or do you want me to?
Oh, boy. I think it'd be better if you did.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much. Take care. Thank you.
On the carriers. House and full. House and Senate. I'm sorry.
Representative Power?
I'd be delighted.
That'd be great.
And Mr. Chairman, I just want to add recognition to our colleagues here in the subcommittee, who several of the members who have worked very hard on this as well.
Absolutely. Thank you. And so, do we have anything else to do today?
I think we're good.
No, what do we have? Do we have something for Thursday?
I don't know. Eric's shaking his head like we don't. And we turn to Eric for all our major decisions.
Very appropriately so. I have been told that there may be something. So we will see what happens. But I'm going to close this particular meeting, committee meeting on natural resources, joint Ways and Means Committee subcommittee for Tuesday. Thank you. Congratulations to all of you.
Thank you.
You did a great job.